Coming up this week on Gun for Hire Radio, the Battle of Trenton makes a comeback. Only this time, the sides have changed. As gang members shoot from rooftops at police cars, Capital City officials hold a bake sale for guns. A good time was had by all, as dozens of deadly cap guns, slingshots, and Civil War relics were exchanged for delicious baked goods. In a neck-and-neck race, Mayors Cory Booker and Jeremiah Healey compete to see whose city can wrest the coveted title of Murder Capital of the World away from New Jersey's garden treasure, the city of Camden. As residents of that city flee in large numbers, rumors fly that everyone capable of being raped and murdered has already been raped and murdered. An unnamed spokesman for the city says they're hopeful that this summer's riots will bring a much-needed boost to their numbers. Two more off-duty cops were shot, just steps from the now infamous Prudential Arena. One dead, the other one in critical condition. Newark officials insist the area is perfectly safe, and remind music lovers the arena is open for business. Concertgoers can purchase bulletproof vests at the box office. Meanwhile, in his first press conference since being appointed, Jersey's top cop vows to find, arrest, and prosecute those evil guns responsible for New Jersey's 60-year-old crime wave. This, plus valuable tips on protecting your business with a firearm.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. It is another busy week in New Jersey, Anthony.
You know, I just have to humor myself here. Last week, I talked about a great idea I had, and it was, you know, strictly ad-lib, to be quite honest, that anybody that gets early release or probation or parole should live with the judge for that duration.
Yeah, that was a ton of email.
And people agree with me, you know, and this is a great idea because the judges don't give a shit because they live in gated communities and they have protection and they release the shit bag and they go out and commit more crimes. But if you feel he's eligible to be released early, have him live in the judge's house. Sure. Let him play with their kids with their Legos and shit on the floor. Until he proves the shitbag is worthy to be released to the streets.
To the rest of us.
Here's a perfect example. In Jersey City, we got a shitbag, Omar Boatwright, right? This son of a bitch got an illegal gun, and he held up a 54-year-old man. He was out on bail for two other cases, two other bails.
That doesn't happen a lot, does it?
So, two other bails, they're gun charges and felonies. This is his third one, and the judge gave him bail.
Hey, Mayor Healey, you hear that?
All right. You know, I'm not even, you know, I'm quick to knock Healey, but this is a county judge now.
Well,
all right. Or the city of Jersey City judge. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. I mean, this is three times. This is New Jersey, northern New Jersey. They just had a guy from April 15th to May 20th was busted four times for drunk driving. He sideswiped the school bus on the fourth time. What is wrong with our system, Sandy?
Too much
Seriously.
Money being spent going after gun owners,
yeah.
Anthony.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Three felonies and shitbag gets bail again, okay? And this guy, four drunk driving arrests. He's smashing into things. This guy's 45 years old. I saw his picture. He looks like a fucking train wreck, okay? This guy's smashing into things. He sideswiped a school bus full of kids on the fourth offense.
Nice.
In 6 weeks, there's something wrong here. That's what, get a freaking arc welder and say, here, hold this probe. Right? Done. I mean, seriously, I mean, what do you do with somebody like this? But this guy in Jersey City, are you kidding me? Three arrests now, three bails. How many bails can you have? How much before?
Right.
Listen, put him somewhere. Take him to the garbage dump like Sheriff Joe does. Tell him to see that pile and a shovel. Move that pile 16 feet to the left. When he's done, move that pile 16 feet to the right. I don't give a shit. Just do something.
This is New Jersey. You couldn't do what Sheriff Joe does because the federal government is prosecuting.
And the federal government can stick it, because I'm going to tell you something. Sheriff Joe is an elected sheriff.
Right.
And every 2 years when he runs for re-election, he gets a majority vote. That means the people agree with Sheriff Joe, not our liberal socialist government.
Well,
all right?
Why should that matter what the people want?
Well, the same
Anthony,
thing in Arizona.
What do you think this is, America?
The same thing with Obamacare. The federal government thinks they can do whatever the hell they want.
Right.
Luckily, Scalia and Thomas and a few others are going to whack their pee-pee on those two cases. But here we go, persecuting Sheriff Joe. He makes him wear pink. It costs 25 cents a day to feed the inmates. The inmates took him to court because they wanted cable TV. He put cable TV. What do they watch all day, Sandy? You know what they watch all day?
No.
The Weather Channel. Okay?
He got on one station?
Yep, one station.
That's great.
The inmates were bitching that it was too hot in the 10 cities they're living in. It's 110 degrees. He pulled them all together and he said, really? He goes, our troops are sleeping in tents in 135 degree weather. Suck it up and get back to work.
Amen.
Okay? Sheriff Joe's got my vote. He has the people's vote. He just has no vote from our federal government because they're all spineless pussies.
Can you imagine a couple of Sheriff Joes in this state?
Ugh.
It'd never happen. I think we're dealing in fantasy here.
I gotta admit, something happened in Trenton that almost got me. Did you see what they were doing?
They were buying back guns for food.
Okay? Now, I got to be honest. If they were buying back guns for cigars, I'd have been down there already. But they're buying back guns for food. Another bullshit at the Shiloh Baptist Church.
But just food cards, dude. They weren't actually handing out food. If they were handing out food, our asses would have been there.
Oh, I thought they were doing like a cheesesteak thing or
That's
something.
That's what I thought it was when I first
saw it. I would have turned all your guns in for a Philly cheesesteak.
And I yours.
Now, Evan Knappen will tell you, completely illegal.
Completely
and
illegal.
And they were taking BB guns, paintball guns, and airsoft guns. Rob and I, like, what the hell? We would have flew down there. Dave Deanna's telling me, I got four BB guns that haven't worked since I was a kid in a garage. He would have drove them. He could have got $400 in credit. This is unconstitutional, and this is illegal. Evan Knappen has proved it, that this is illegal. Again, this is another feel-good thing by the left to take guns off the street. And as you would say, what are they doing in a gun buyback program?
A gun buyback program assumes that government sold you the gun in the beginning. It's just compensated confiscation.
Compensated confiscation and also destroying our history.
Of course. They said
one of the guns that was returned was an old World War II Luger. Probably, and you Luger collectors out there right now are freaking out because it's probably the holy grail of the guns.
Right.
You know, if the government had any sense, they'd sell the guns at auction to law-abiding citizens. And this way there'd be more money in the coffers for our politicians to, you know, spend.
And at least donate that Luger to to the National Firearms Museum.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Our government doesn't do anything that makes sense. They're completely backwards. That's the problem.
One of the biggest problems you have is the fact, and Knappen brings this up all the time, there is no FFL there receiving those guns. All the guns that are being brought in there, did you see the picture on the Trenton Times of that rusted old AK that the cop is holding? Seriously, half this crap doesn't work. Of the stuff that does work, it's probably just been used in a felony. And what a great way to get rid of the evidence, but to bring it in and get a $100 ShopRite card.
Correct. Correct. I'm telling you, we should. Anybody out there have a stamping machine? Let's figure out a way to make a $22 gun. $22 or less. A single shot, $22. $19 or $18. We'll fill a trailer up and we'll go around to every gun buyback program and we'll bankrupt the system and we'll make a ton of dough.
Well, we should really do something. And let me tell you something. This is something that we talk about all the time, yet we do nothing about. The press just reports this crap verbatim about how wonderful these programs are and how much good they're going to do. Meanwhile, cop cars are being shot at in Trenton.
Seven shots. They shot at a cop car. Well, there was two things. Let's talk about that when we come back, about this cop car being shot, because I was talking to Detective Mack about this. This is a problem.
Real serious problem.
Yes.
And it wasn't an isolated incident. It happened to two separate police cars while everybody's down at the food giveaway.
It wasn't me. I was at ShopRite.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
If you like the show, please support our sponsors. They're the people who actually make it happen. Evan Knapp and Lipstick Bodyguard, Buy Right Overhead Doors, Bullet Hole, Milcom, Gun for Hire Academy, and Ron Sousa.
And this just in, Lautenberg, still alive. Oh. Menendez, still not a U.S. citizen. Just an update there. Also, let's give a shout out to Vista Parking, vistaparking.com. If you're going to park in Newark International Liberty Airport and fly in and out, Tom is the guy to see. Frank Fiamingo and everybody else uses the service.
Yeah, we all do.
A lot of our listeners, I get a ton of emails. Just go on vistaparking.com. It's literally $10 a day. They pick you up and they drive you to the terminal. And when you land, you call the 888 number, give them your ticket number. They pick you and your bags up. Secured lot, 24/7. It's open. It's the safest part and the only part of your trip that won't have delays. So again, thank vistaparking.com. And, you know, Sandy just mentioned it. Please send an email out or a push back out to all of our sponsors, because they're kicking ass for us. And it's really a great thing.
You're listening to us because they are giving
And they
their
have
money.
The balls to be a part of the show. Let's
Absolutely.
Face it. I'm pretty insulting with most things. So so here we go in Trenton. You got a guy in a housing place that's shooting up wildly, and they pepper spray him, and they lock him up. But we got two cop cars shot now. And I had Detective Mack in here, and all the studying he's done in policing and everything, when people are starting to disrespect the law so blatantly.
Right. The broken windows theory.
Basically getting to a point now where they don't care about anything. It's total civil disobedience.
There were a couple of radio guys who predicted this happening last year. Who were they? I can't remember the names.
What's that?
There were two really good-looking guys who predicted this happening.
Colangelo and Berardi.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. The Merchant of Death and the Chia Pet.
I mean, how long have we been saying this? This has been coming down the pike for a year.
And summer's not here yet.
No.
What happened was all of the police agencies in a tri-state area after Trenton received a caution alert, because now what can happen is people are just going to start errantly shooting at police cars, and this is not a good thing.
No.
Okay, the same thing happened in the inner city about 10 years ago when mailmen, firemen, UPS, FedEx started to get robbed.
Remember that?
Because once people who supply basic life-saving services to you and, you know, regular services, once you start committing crimes against those people, total anarchy has ensued.
Absolutely.
And that's what's happening now, when you're just wildly shooting at the cops.
Well, this is all part of Cloward and Piven, Ant. This is not
all
something that's just happening. This is
correct.
Part of the design. This comes directly from the Obamagate in Washington, pushing all the propaganda our way, and a complicit media lets this stuff happen.
Soros sitting on his throne. He has Obama and Bloomberg's heads, and he's rubbing their stroking their heads with his pinky ring right now, looking down and laughing like, I want to talk about our attorney general when we come back.
Do we have to?
Yep.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives. We rise
to our best. And you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. I can't do this shit.
You got all nervous when I pointed to you.
I can't do that. He pointed at me, but he used his middle finger to point at me.
Yeah,
well,
it's still a point.
Which is normal for us here in the studio. I didn't bring any weapons with me. Oh, no, I have a gun on. Okay, forget it.
Yeah, but you got this giant cigar. What the hell is that about?
This is a Drew Estate Flying Feral Pig. La Unica series, brother. That's a 60-ring, 7-inch cigar. You know, our esteemed Crypt Keeper, yes, they're trying to ban flavored cigars, which is the next step. They'll be banning regular cigars. I've said this on air before. I'll say it again. What the F? Does he not have anything better to do?
Somebody wakes him up in the morning, dusts him off, and goes, here, Senator, say this.
Listen, I know inner city kids, they like the flavored cigars, and some make them into blunts and shit like that. But give me a break, Crypt Keeper. There's a million other things we should be addressing. Like, how about jobs and the economy and somebody telling Christie he's a Republican? You know what I mean? Maybe we could do shit like that. That would be important.
Somebody really should tell him he's a Republican.
They want to ban flavored cigars. I don't smoke flavored cigars, and I never will, but yeah, this is the shit right here.
Hey, remember the old timers?
Ryan would kill for this cigar. Ryan Colby would kill for this cigar. And I'm going to give him one next time I see him. Go ahead.
Remember the old-timers back in the Italian-American club? They used to sit around smoking those Guinea cheroots.
The Noblies.
Yeah, yes. Soaked in rum or some shit.
On a Zette. So our attorney general is leaving.
You know, half of the Midwest has no idea what we're talking about.
No,
right?
Sorry, Midwest. Oh, listen, Paul Weisberg was in Vegas wearing a Gun for Hire shirt, and someone from Minnesota tapped him on the shoulder and asked him if he was Anthony, okay, because he listens to Gun for Hire radio. Paul turned around and said, do I look like Anthony? Paul is like 5'8" and 100 pounds, soaking wet.
He's Anthony's leg.
And the guy told Paul he loves the show and he wants a shirt, which is, see, that was pretty cool. And of course, Ron Susa was in Vegas too, and he ran into Paul wearing a Gun for Hire shirt. I think that's cool.
That is totally cool. Over.
So now let me get angry again. Our attorney general, who I haven't had opinion on yet, no opinion.
Oh, we got an opinion now.
I got an opinion. he's starting this campaign to aggressively target gun violence in urban areas. Yeah, good luck. How about this? How about having the judges keep the shitbags in prison? There you go.
There's something novel.
Let's make a law to make it harder for a law-abiding citizen to get a gun, because that's going to target gun violence in urban areas. You are all so stupid.
Well, you know what? We've even got audio.
Let me hear it. I haven't heard it yet. Let me hear it.
By making weapons the focus of our investigations and prosecuting offenders under New Jersey's tough gun laws, we're taking numerous weapons and violent criminals off the street. Each gun that we seize potentially represents a life or multiple lives saved.
By making the gun the focus of our investigation, that pretty much says it all, doesn't it, Ann?
Always, always, always the gun. I mean, wake up. They had the superintendent of state police Pagano out there for this whole dog and pony show and everything. And again, the gun. Now, this is Christie's guy. Christie appointed Doug Chisaya. Scott Bach, I'm not supposed to say anything yet because the jury is still out on Attorney General. Well, the jury's out for me
jury's
already.
Jury's out
we
for
screwed
us.
Again. Yep, New we Jersey, screw, yep. We're screwed again. I'm hoping that the rhino goes with Romney to Mormon camp somewhere, and you know
he's not going to wait. You know that the political machine is the political machine, and they leave us as sheeple behind.
You want to know what else? Booker did a video with Christie. They did like a stupid video about how Booker saves everything, and you know how
serious?
It's on YouTube. It's everything where it went viral. I thought Christie was a Republican and Booker was a Democrat.
Well, you know it just. What gets me in this state is it's politics as usual. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey sees, monkey do, and monkey does. It's just the way it is.
When we get back from break, I want to talk more about Booker. Okay?
He's out saving people again. Booker. He's got that. I see he's got a giant cape now with a big B on the back.
Super Booker.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
If you think we should be reading it, send it to talkback@gunforhireradio.com, along with any news and events of gun shows in New Jersey. So, can you imagine that? A gun show in New Jersey.
We couldn't even have a paper cutout gun show. You know what we should do? Who wants to take the initiative? Is Brian Pohl, wake up with the Shitbagger Raider website, by the way. Listen, what about if we actually advertised a gun show and we showed up with nothing but super soakers and water pistols and shit?
Oh, my God, that would be great. We need to
do
this.
We get a lot of media attention.
We should do this.
Frank,
nobody else
Scott,
is doing anything
everybody
funny.
Everybody listening to the show, we should probably do something like
this.
We, you know, the media.
We
got to really
call
attracted.
Frank. We got to call Nappin. Yeah. We got to call
everybody.
Let's
say we're going to have a gun show. We'll advertise the hell out of it. We'll have it in an auditorium or something, and we'll all show up clean as daisies, and we'll all have toy guns that are
water
totally legal.
Cutouts, pictures
cutouts.
Of guns.
The press has to give us some coverage on it, and we could show that how much disparity and how we're treated in New Jersey.
The problem is we would have to... No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't have to get this licensed by the state.
No.
And it would, and because it was an unlicensed gun show, and we did it at some real high-profile hotel somewhere...
How cool would this be?
Oh, this would be
anybody
great.
Want to take control of this? I have no time. I'm sorry.
Nor do
but
I.
But I had the idea,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
I think we should have a real gun show with all toy guns
with all
and
toy
paper
guns and fake
cutouts,
guns, paper cutouts.
And invisible guns. I could walk through the show going bang, bang with my finger. Finger gun. Finger bang, they call it. Bang, bang. No?
I think it would be great.
So guess who is campaigning for Jeremiah Healey in Jersey City for his re-election this fall?
Okay, so here is New Jersey
it's
politics.
It's Super Booker.
You got one bullshit shoveler making another bullshit shoveler.
Don't worry, Jeremiah. I'll tweet you into re-election. Vote for Jeremiah. He'll shovel snow. Oh, no, he won't.
No, he won't.
No, he won't.
No.
He'll pull somebody out of a Bernie. No, he won't
no,
do that either.
No, he won't
either.
Do that either.
Okay. Vote for Jeremiah because he'll buy a round at the bar. He'll do that.
He'll do that.
He'll do that.
Yeah.
So, and now for something completely different for all you Monty Python fans. I love this one. This is...
Totally unrelated.
Yeah. This goes into don't try this at home. I sent this to Sandy. He didn't respond to me. I'm going to talk about Stockholm, New York.
I wet myself.
Two numbnuts, a 25 and a 24-year-old. Sean Massow says to his buddy, I wonder what it feels like to get shot. Shoot me. So his friend shot him.
The moron of the week
okay.
Award.
Shot him in the leg with a 22 caliber handgun. They had to take him to the hospital. Kid in the hospital is being treated. The other kid's in prison on bail. Okay? You know, there's certain things you really shouldn't
you
do at home.
You can't make stuff like this
and,
up.
You know, that's really something that, you know, so the kid was shot on request. So
I'm in favor of the Darwin Award.
Should have shot him in a temple.
Yes,
it
exactly.
Would have been cheaper. It would have been cheaper. Now, I want to go a little bit on the national stage while we were talking about Soros puppets. This picture was great on NewJersey.com about national gun controls. This
yeah.
is Senator Stack, right?
Senator okay. Double Dipper.
Yeah, another Double Dipper. What do you know about Stack, Sandy? Tell me.
Well, not only is he a state senator, but the guy's the mayor also.
Union City, right?
Yeah, Union City. So now he gets to dip in doubly to the coffers. You know what, Senator? Get a job.
You know what he says? He says, sadly, too many fall for sound bites regarding illegal immigrants.
Can you believe
even
that?
Though most serve your food, make your home repair, shovel your snow, wash your car. I don't use any illegal immigrants for shit, okay? Everybody I use has a green card and pays their taxes in this country. And are their citizens.
You got to understand, this guy is pandering. For everybody listening who's outside of, let's just say, northern New Jersey, Union City is probably primarily Cuban, right?
Yes. Stack says that there were 72 police officers, again, a soundbite to attack at people.
Right. 72 police officers were killed last year. He didn't happen to mention that 90% of police officers who are killed in the line of duty are hit by cars.
Did you see Bloomberg's picture in this?
Oh, look at that group. What a motley group of people.
Look at Bloomberg's picture, Sandy.
It's great.
What's that face?
I know. Look at all their faces. They all look like they really need
some sort of fiber
in their diet.
Bloomberg's definitely constipated. All right, and they're saying that young people have access to handguns, and it's a reoccurring theme. This is bullshit. Senator, out of those 72 people, how many people were killed? How many cops, God forbid, were killed with illegally obtained guns?
Right.
Okay, the illegal immigrants. Right. Another one. He should go with Menendez and go see how Chavez is doing. Son of a bitch.
We the people. We got the kind of power that only comes from taking back what's ours. We the people. Getting closer by the hour to the liberty that belongs to you and me. We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Broadcasting still from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the safest state in the Union.
Okay, here's another one, international. As New Jersey goes one way with Bloomberg and Booker and Healey and the Rhino, Oklahoma Governor Mary's fallen, okay? She signed a law Tuesday. I hope. She signed a bill that will allow Oklahomans to open carry.
Nice.
All they have to do is pass a criminal background check and take an 8-hour firearm safety
course. Ooh, surprise, surprise.
Okay,
we're
going one
way.
There's
going to be blood in the streets.
You know, Anthony, what's going to happen?
This is a wild west. People are going to be shooting people at toll booths. Traffic stops are going to turn into mayhem.
You know, I think about this, and every state that's passed these carry laws have never had a problem. It's never been the old west, but eventually what they're going to do is when you're locked up in a state or federal prison, when they have schooling, they're going to give the shitbags a list of the states that they should go to. And New Jersey and New York and Massachusetts and California are on the top. They're going to say, don't go to Oklahoma. Don't go to Florida. Don't go to Texas because they kill people
don't
there.
Don't kill you right as soon as you get off the bus.
They don't give a shit, all right? Bush is like me. He believed in the electric bleachers, not the electric chair. 30 at a time. No
waiting. That's right. No waiting.
Okay? Now, you know, last week we spoke about TSA. Well, I don't trust the TSA.
Really?
And evidently, the TSA, this supervisor, whose name was Bimbo Konyanyami Onyewonne, okay?
He's no, been dude, using, seriously, wait. He's got, there are 13 letters to eat. I was waiting for you to pronounce right. his name. We Bimbo, all had bets here.
Bimbo Olum Uiwa Owowo. Owiwo, okay?
Sorry, Bimbo.
Bimbo Alphabet, okay? 55 of Elizabeth.
They're all consonants. You notice there's no vowels in his name?
Wait a minute. Now, for 20 years, he's using the identity of a dead man who died mysteriously that they're investigating now.
But he passed security checks.
How do you become a TSA supervisor with a stolen identity?
Apparently very easily.
They're the ones feel that are watching now? The store. I fly all the time. They're the ones that are watching the store. We're supposed to feel safe. Again, and Lautenberg's in charge of the Port Authority, right? But he's worried about freaking grape-flavored cigars. Seriously.
You can't make shit
you
like
really,
this
You really
up.
Can't make this up. No one would ever, ever, ever believe this. No one will ever believe this.
30 years as a super. How many times was he promoted?
Who's minding the store, Sandy? Yeah. Nobody's minding the store.
The inmates are in charge of the asylum.
It's unbelievable. What's his name? Quise Mumfume, Xylophone, Xanadu.
Maybe they spelled his name wrong.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years. With four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Number one broadcast for 51 weeks.
Next week's running. Our anniversary.
Yes, it is. Eight. What'd you get me?
Nothing.
I got you the same thing.
I'm going to give you advice.
Okay. You know, what's the advice?
Don't bet on the horses.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm reading again another New Jersey thing. Right outside the Prudential Center was a targeted shooting.
Oh, yet another reason not to visit the Garden State.
Yeah, you know, I got emails from people. It was two off-duty juvenile detention officers. One's dead, one's critically injured. And it was a targeted shooting, whether it was a club or something like that. And
yeah, there was an argument. In a club. But it was a block away from the famous Prudential Center.
And, you know, I don't know all the details of this, and I don't know who started it. Obviously, it's gun violence. Obviously, our esteemed elected glitterati think by making it harder for us law-abiding citizens to buy guns, well, then that'll cure everything. No one wants to talk about that. It's, you know, the entire system that's broke. It's our entire judicial system and our prison system and everything that's
broke.
Well,
mayors, senators, congressmen, assemblymen, Councilman Stack says that it's because handguns are so easy to get from other states. Did you know, Anthony, that you could just be because New Jersey has strong gun laws, of course. It can't be guns here in New Jersey, but it's so easy, says the senator, congressman, assemblyman, dog catcher, Stack, to jump into a car as a felon, travel across the border, buy as many guns as you want,
Jackets.
And travel back.
Every time I hear Stack's name, I want pancakes.
I know, yeah. It's got a...
That's bad.
It's a ring, especially when you're associating it with a double dipper. I'm thinking about ice cream myself.
You know, before I forget, this Wednesday, the 23rd, at Gun for Hire headquarters in Belleville, 7:30 p.m., New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Dan Schmutter's the guest speaker.
Oh, Dan's a great speaker.
And we'll be doing Florida and Utah Prince Notary and Photo and Arizona and Virginia, New Hampshire at Gun for Hire. If anybody wants to come down, please go on the NJ2AS website and register for it. I'd love to see you here. Again, solidarity. We need as many people as we can to get involved. We have a ton of volunteers, but it's always the same core. I'd like to see us branch out a little bit.
Yeah, if we were to go out with 1 million plus gun owners in the state of New Jersey, we really got to get... We've got them, man. These people are starting to do... You ever notice how liberals, once you start to press their buttons a little bit, they go a little crazy?
Yes.
And have you noticed so many gun buybacks happening over here?
Yes.
It's so we're hitting their buttons.
Patterson just had 300 guns bought back. They did a buyback in Patterson.
Nice.
Also, I don't know what they gave away there. No comment.
Hams, I guess.
I got a couple of emails. My name is Dennis. I've been shooting for 37 years. Attended your Utah class a few weeks ago. After the class, I joined the NRA and listened to your show every morning on the bus ride to the city. Nice. Love it. Keep up the good work and the good fight. Sandy is also great sometimes. Thanks. D-Mac. I got two more. Hi, Anthony. I cannot thank you and your team enough. I just got back from my honeymoon in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I really enjoyed good food there. I really enjoyed carrying my Colt 1911 every minute. And with my perfect bride's permission, I still got to hear my Gun for Hire broadcast. Keep up the good work and let me know when you can take any additional instructor courses with me. I promise to bring a long-lasting Ashton Churchill upon my arrival. M. Jackson. And the last one, gents, you may live behind the Second Amendment curtain, but I live in Massachusetts, the Second Amendment battlefield. Sorry. Just wanted to say I love the broadcast. Can't get enough of them. Anthony, you've got the best attitude. Oh, he doesn't know me well enough. he calls me very, very Ted Nugent and suggests that Ted should be on the show. I respect Ted for some things, but I'm not a big fan of him, Charlie. Sorry about that. But he likes our humor with seriousness. He thinks it's fabulous. That's from Charlie Cook. Charlie, good luck up there in the land of Ted Kennedy. Yeah. I feel bad for you all.
We drive by you, Charlie, every time we go up to see Napin.
We drive through. Napin calls it Taxachusetts.
And it is, too. But it's got some good delis.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah.
I would go back to Massachusetts. Charlie, you ever want some company, let me know.
you imagine us two showing up at his door?
Napin would go for
it. Honey, how do we get rid of these two?
Yeah. Napin would go for it.
He would.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a question I've been getting a lot lately, and we covered this in depth. Actually, we covered this, and Napin covered it with Paul Nolan from Physical Graffiti Tattoos, because he asked this. People are constantly asking me if it's okay for them to carry at work.
People in New Jersey, you're
New Jersey.
About.
Now, let me get this straight here. If you own the business, if you're an owner, you can carry at work. You do not have to own the property. You can be a renter. You can rent an office space and carry. If your wife works with you and she is not an owner, she cannot carry. They have to own the business. So you got to make her a partner or give her a share or whatever. Sandy and I, before the show, were discussing the legalities of that. So be careful if you're going to give somebody a different class of stock or split it or do whatever you're going to do. You might create something that's illegal. This is something I would check with Napin with.
Yeah, definitely check with your attorney about it.
But I own Gun for Hire and I can carry, even if I didn't have a carry permit. I am not allowed by New Jersey state law to carry in common areas. Okay, like the hallway or outside would be a common area.
So if you had a business that, say, was in, a strip mall, and yes. Next door to your strip mall was a pizza place, and you can't. Walked outside,
nope.
Walked into the pizza place,
nope.
You're a felon.
As soon as you stepped outside, you're a felon. Okay? Same thing, Sandy, if you're in an office building and the mail is in a central area or the reception area.
And you run out to get the mail.
Yeah, you would be committing a felon. But for my doctors and lawyers out there, damn, carry a gun.
Yeah,
now, also,
yeah.
Napin made it clear that if you have a safe on premises, you can leave a gun there overnight, even a handgun.
Yeah,
okay,
that was something that surprised us.
A lot of people are worried
about
that. But you can lock the gun up, or you can put it in a case and take it home with you, but that could be a pain in the ass every
right,
day.
Right.
And you would be legal taking it from home and work and working home, because you're bringing it to your work where it's a place where you can legally keep it. That's what Knappen said.
And that falls in under one of the six exemptions.
Yes. That allow you to have it done. Knappen said that was fine. Because a lot of people are going to email me saying, well, I heard it was only to the range and back and range and back. Well, that's one aspect. Another aspect, though, is you can bring a gun to work with you if you own the business.
Right, right.
Okay? If you work for Johnson Controls in Booton, you can't bring your gun to work. Leaving it in a car or bringing it on the facility might break laws, private property laws, and it's also going to break state laws. Okay?
And you also can't stop for milk on the way home.
You can't stop for milk, have a heart attack, or gas, or get a Slurpee. We're coming back to another segment.
We're coming back.
I want to talk more about carrying at work with some tips and tricks.
Fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Cut jail overcrowding in a flash. That's right. Clear out entire cell blocks in a fraction of the time it takes to process an appeal. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing. Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. Why spend thousands on expensive housing, food, healthcare, and cable TV bills when you can get the speed, quality, and functionality of the Shitbaggerator for less? Order today, and you can get your very own Shitbaggerator just in time for Founders Day. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you four additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and four specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by. Hey, Ann, check it out. We're still on the air.
So let's talk about carrying at work. Some of the things carrying at work, I'll tell you right now. Think about other modes, like maybe having an alarm system with a panic button at your place of business, even if you don't own the building or you just rent the building.
Yeah, yeah, you know, exactly.
Think about, you should have an alarm system. Cameras are not a bad idea.
Right.
A
couple and that's of something panic that you, buttons. You know, Dean from Prism Electronics,
our sponsor,
is our sponsor, has talked about this all the time, that it's really important to have cameras installed around. And so you at least can get a view constantly, and everything that you do stores up to the cloud. So they come in and they can't steal what's there, at least for recovery sake.
I got to tell you right now, too, if I was a dentist or any professional, I would have a panic button around my neck.
You bet. Absolutely. Not even over in the counter. You put one right around, right in your pocket around your neck. I mean, a physician, especially in today's day and age?
I mean, they literally cost nothing and put a few panic buttons in under the desks.
Right.
You know, and they send a silent signal. You'd be crazy not to do shit like this today.
Yeah. It is not the world we grew up in.
No. Now, another thing to remember, if you're going to carry at work, my biggest bit of advice to you right now is do not let anyone know you have a gun.
You betcha.
Most crimes are inside jobs. If Joanne, the receptionist, knows you carry a gun, when she tells her boyfriend that just got out of prison that you have a cabinet full of Percocets and you carry a gun, he'll make sure he gets the jump on you.
Right.
If he doesn't know you have a gun on, you have the element of surprise. The other thing to think about, my retail people, jewelers, bodegas, delis, or whatever, if you're standing behind a counter, most of the time you're facing the front door, right?
Right.
If someone comes in to rob you and you get into a shootout, you better know what your backstop is. The jeweler in Bloomfield, yeah. Anthony, that I worked with, right. His backstop was a bus stop.
Oh, okay? Man.
He actually changed where he keeps the register, and he made it perpendicular or parallel to the front door, excuse me, so that if someone came in and faced him, when he shoots, he's shooting against the firewall.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, no one thinks about that, but only 4% of shots fired actually hit the bad guy.
Yeah, people don't train. You say it all the time. You know, they're going to buy a gun, keep it in a holster, they're going to keep it behind the counter. You need to shoot the way you're going to have to shoot in that situation.
Visualization and mindset. Look at your store. Look at your business. I mean, even look at a realtor. When you walk in a realtor, they're facing the front door. If I went in to rob a realtor and they shot at me and missed me, it's going right through the plate glass window in a strip mall.
Right, exactly.
Every bullet. Now, you're liable
right.
for that.
Every bullet that leaves that gun.
So you might have to change the layout of your establishment slightly, okay? Where someone has to come in and have to make a 45 degree or a 90 degree turn so that their, you know, the backstop is better. You know, like maybe have footprints on the floor. Stand here in case I got to shoot you.
You know? A little box. Please stand within the box.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a shit way to live and it's a shit way.
But it's reality.
You know, we live in
it. It's reality.
It is reality.
You say it all the time. Carrying a gun is a lifestyle. And if you're going to have a gun at your business, it's also a change in lifestyle.
Correct.
It's a complete change in lifestyle.
And if you take the gun home, you know, Ron Sousa and I have talked about this. He owns the building. He can carry in his office. You know, he owns the whole building. So he can carry in common areas, but he can't leave with it on. And when he leaves and when he enters, he's most vulnerable.
Right.
So again, your game has to be on. Think about it. You own a pizzeria, Sandy. You collect $1,000 in cash on a Friday night. You have to take your gun off
to go
take
make the bank
money
deposit.
Home or make the bank deposit. Great. Okay. Only in New Jersey is this dumb.
Only in New Jersey.
Okay. And when you're coming in the morning in a bagel place at 4 a.m, when you risk having a knife put to your throat and abducted and stolen your credit cards and your Mac card and any cash you have in a place, you know, only a dumb thief would rob you when opening in the morning. But they're not all the sharpest knives in a drawer.
No, they're not.
But these are things you have to think about. Think visualization and mindset. What kind of gun am I going to carry? Am I comfortable with it? Will I leave it in the bathroom by accident? Am I wearing a good cover garment? Okay. I have dentists that wear a gun every day, and none of their staff knows they wear a gun. Even their wives who come to visit do not know that they're wearing a gun.
Yeah. Same with the eye surgeons we talk to and everybody else.
Most shitbags think that, like, dentists have tons of drugs. You know, what's it? Percocets and painkillers. Right. And they're going to get robbed.
Right.
Okay. And if you're not prepared, you're going to be their bitch.
I have a buddy who's an eye doctor down in North Carolina who carries while he's, you know, in his practice. Now, he's not an eye surgeon, so he doesn't really care. Eye doctors don't dispense drugs to that kind of degree. They don't have, like, Percocets that they give out, that sort of thing. But you know how many times he's been robbed? By patients coming in for eye exam, and then they're going to rob him. They think he's got a drug case in there. They get surprised by the 1911 he's got on his head.
Nice. See, that's what I mean. But again, think about your layout. I mean, if you're in a cheap-ass strip mall and you only have sheetrock between stores, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, think about it. I mean, worst case scenario, imagine a daycare next to you.
Yeah, right.
Or above you.
Or your own back office with your bookkeeper back there.
Correct. I mean, so you might have to change the floor plan a little bit. There should be panic buttons. There should be alarms. There should be buzzers. You know, it's not a bad idea to buzz so now you can't leave.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or lock the door so no one else can come in. Preserve a crime scene, whatever is necessary. I'll tell you, though, overall, call Dean at Prism Electronics.
Absolutely.
If you have a business, Spend $1,000, put a cheap-ass camera system in.
Right.
Just the presence of that will
just
scare
the cameras.
Most
yeah,
well,
if have they're being filmed
the
everywhere,
door,
you put
smile,
a little sign.
You're being
yep.
videotaped.
Absolutely.
The shitbag will go rob the next-door neighbor.
Sure. Sure.
And I really think that that's important. But now, again, guns. Now, remember, in New Jersey, you can carry hollow-point bullets. They are only illegal at the act or commission of a crime.
Right.
I definitely would carry a hollow-point or a safety slug or something in my business because I wouldn't want to risk over-penetration.
Exactly. Absolutely. Okay. You know, you use a Glazer safety slug or something like that, or a hollow point. Definitely, you don't want to use hardball ammo.
You know, I fall back to the no ball ammo, no ricochet ammo.
Yeah,
I fall back to the old thing. I'm a big revolver guy, 5 or 6 shot
yep.
revolver.
Yep.
But if you
Me
want
too.
A striker fired gun, that's fine. Get yourself a striker fired gun, but a compact gun, an extra magazine at least.
Yep.
There's and in your business, there's plenty of areas for look. Think about concealment and cover. What you want to do is go in on a Saturday or Sunday when no one's in or at night. And develop your game plan. And you know what? A plan is only as good until the first shot's fired or 5 feet or the first 5 seconds,
yep.
as Chuck would say.
Yep.
But at least you'll have
something
to fall back on.
Something. You're not standing there getting brain freeze.
So I'm done with those questions now.
So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy? You got a whole ton of stuff going on.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. You know, on June 10th, we have a home invasion training in Belleville, Simmunitions, Force on Force.
Very nice.
On June 17th, we have Urban Pistol 1 and 2 in Cedar Grove. June 23rd, we have Urban Pistol 1 and 2 at Gun for Hire South in Winslow.
Very nice
We had a great class a few weeks ago. I'd like everybody to come down and check that out. Urban Pistol 2 is on 628 in Belleville. That's a 4-day certification class. This is a big one. On 629, we're doing a book signing with Knappen at Gun for Hire South, Banger Sporting Goods Store, and the South Jersey Shooting Club. It's going to be 7 o'clock at night. We're going to do a radio show. Knappen's going to be signing books and answering legal questions. I got a few like from Ryan today on willed guns and stuff. Let's get Knappen and have him answer all of those legal questions.
Yeah, definitely.
So save the date, June 29th at South Jersey Shooting Club in Winslow. Evan Knappen's going to be there. Maybe we'll get Scott Bach down there, Frank Fiammingo. Maybe
yeah,
we'll get everybody
cool.
down there.
Get a big party going on down
You know,
there.
Build the Bear, build your own AR. Anytime, anywhere, Jimmy the Gun Guy will take care of you. NRA Dinner is October 13th, 2012 at the Edison in Rosewood. At the Rosewood in Edison. Make sure as soon as tickets go on sale, you buy them because the first 600 people in are in. The rest get to sit in the parking lot and look in the window like, you know, a homeless person. We also have the Gun for Hire Club. We have a Facebook page. Gun for Hire Radio is on Facebook also. We're getting a lot of play there. And the Gun for Hire iPhone app, Group Therapy, is available on iTunes. Just search Group Therapy. But we're also coming out with an Android app. Ivan, who did our Android app that King was not happy with, is converting the iTunes app to Android. So be on the lookout for that.
I hear King was deported.
King, bye.
Looks like you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my cigar-smoking, heat-packing, sharp-shooting co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. See you next week.